Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn to Hebrews 6? Hebrews 6. For some weeks now, we've been on the subject of diligence, and no need to quit now. We're in the middle of it, and God's given us revelation on this, and the Word of God is feeding us. If you're weak in an area, you need to be fed in that area, don't you? Everybody is strong or weak in different areas of their life. You might be real strong in healing and be weak in prosperity. You know, you might be strong on protection, but be weak in faith to be led by the Spirit. And everybody needs to be fed, and some areas you need to be fed more in. Well, as pastors and leaders, we just have to look to the Lord to see what is more important to be fed on now and what to do later. I mean, you can't just teach on one subject all the time in church. You'd miss it. People will wind up, you know, just with one thing and being anemic in other areas and deficient. And so we have to be led. And the Lord helps us, doesn't He? And if you look back, you can see at different times when the Lord taught us. I didn't know it when we started out, so don't give me the credit for it. But as we went into the next phases or next months or next years, you can look back and go, man, that was what we needed, you know, to get us ready for that next thing. Well, the Lord knew, and He always knows. And with me and with you, if we'll follow Him, we'll always be at the right place, at the right time, with the right word and the right provision. Thank God. Well, Hebrews 6 and verse 10 says, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward His name in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Does God remember the work we do? And the labor we do, particularly the work we do that affects people and ministers to and helps our brothers and sisters in Christ. Scripture says He does not forget it. Is work good? Yes. Work is God's idea. He works. Bible talks about the works of God in creation. It said, you know, He created everything, and then the seventh day He rested from His work. Work. So you and I should be big fan of work as well. Amen. I mean, if God works, why would you think you could lay around? Verse 11, and we desire that every one of you, how many of us? Every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Now let's just back up. The same diligence of what? Well, this work and labor that He mentioned in verse 10, that you stay with that diligently, not just doing it, you know, as drudgery, but with an expectation, full assurance. That's faith. And hope is expectation. And how long you do it? Till it's done. Till the end. So He says, work at it. Labor at it. Stay expectant. Stay fully persuaded. And stay with it till it's done. To the end. Verse 12. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. The NIV says, we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Romans 12:11, you don't have to turn there, but Romans 12:11 tells us to not be slothful in our business, but to be fervent in the Spirit. One definition brings out, be red hot. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. How many know what the Lord said about lukewarmness? He is not a big fan of lukewarmness. Did he say that he'd rather you be cold or hot? Surely he wouldn't rather you be cold than lukewarm. Well, he said he would. You must say, well, you know, some heat's better than no heat. Nah, there's something about half-heartedness that the Lord despises. Because it shows heart problems. Playing with it. Messing around with it. What does that mean? Means your heart is not in it. You and I cannot achieve perfection of intellect in this lifetime. We cannot achieve perfection of spirituality, perfection of knowledge, perfection of understanding or wisdom. We'll always be growing till the day we leave here. We'll be learning, right? But we can have perfection of heart every day and night of our lives. And you don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can be perfect in heart right now. Right now. Now that's a whole nother message and teaching. But if you look up the word perfect, and particularly when you see it with perfect and heart, you'll see that it literally means wholehearted. Wholehearted. Which is what he's talking about. Hot. Would that you be cold or hot? Well, what would be his perfect will for you? Hot. Hot, wholehearted, hot, completely committed. Somebody say completely committed. Because anything less reveals a lack of love for God. Selah. I said anything less reveals a lack of love for God. Now, how would people know whether you are absolutely wholehearted or not? Well, that could be a challenge. We might not know if you're giving it 80% or 65%, or if you're giving it 92% or 100%. We might not know, but there is somebody who does. God knows whether it's 100% or not. And he knows it every day. And he knows it every night. Doesn't he? And it matters to him that we are not slothful, but that we are fervent. You know, a lot of times when people get born again, first get saved, they're full of zeal, but not much knowledge. They don't know anything. But they just love God. They want to do it all and do it right now. And that's good. That, you know, not good that you don't have knowledge, but it's good that you got that fervency. And you're not supposed to lose that because you've been in the way for 20 years. You're not supposed to cool off because you learn a few things. We're still supposed to be stirred up. We're still supposed to be wide open throttle, 100%. Let's do it. Let's do it all. Let's go take the land, take it all now. God's with us. Let's do it. It pleases the Lord when we're this way. And it's unacceptable to him when we drag around, maul around, and say, wow, Jesus is coming soon. We'll just try to hold fast. till he comes. There is a lot of slothfulness in the world, isn't there? And I don't need to point to you. You don't need to point to me. We don't need to judge anybody. But you and me have been slothful somewhere, sometime. Maybe there's areas we've been 100% and we've been fervent and we've been diligent, but there's other areas we hadn't been. And the Lord will help us to come up, won't he? And this will help us tonight. And these services and these teachings, because where does our faith come from? It comes from the Word of God. Our strength and our life comes from these words. While we're preaching and teaching on these things and reading these things to you, it's not just sounds bouncing off your eardrums. There's life in these words. And they get into your spirit. And they change your thinking and they change your mind and your soul. And you might not see it all in a week or two. You can see changes immediately. But over the course of time, you can just become a different person. Just a different person than what you used to be. And where you once were lax and slothful, you can become diligent and excellent. In the Lord. Somebody say, I believe it.
I believe it.
What is diligence? We gave you some definitions of the word. Let me remind you of them. If you look up the Hebrew and the Greek words that are translated this, to be diligent means to be vehement, to be earnest, to be fervent. That's what we were talking about. It also means to be eager and determined. You ever seen those race horses at the gate? Well, what are they waiting on? Oh, man, you talk about chomping at the bit. They want that gate to open. Well, that's the way you and I need to be when it comes to serving the Lord. Just show us what to do, Lord. Just point us in the right direction. Just show us what to do. It also means to be prompt. It means to do things at dawn and early, to do things with speed. Speed and promptness. On the other hand, the opposite, he said, we don't want you to be slothful. To be slothful means to lean idly. Paints a picture, doesn't it? To lean. Don't even want to hold up your own weight. And you're leaning, doing what? Idly. Nothing. And it means to be indolent or to be slack. To be remiss, to be tardy. Somebody say tardy. That's same as being late.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
God who gives me